What was yellow jaundice like?
Well, it's something like malaria, fever, something to that effect. Only you show the color more.
Mm-hmm. When you have a pain down here and have to have an operation.
That's appendicitis.
Was there an old-fashioned name for that?
Appendix? Was short for appendicitis. Oh, blind, in German it was a blind gut.
Huh.
Blinddarm.
Was it called that in English too? Blind gut?
No, I don't think so, Barbara. But that was a common expression. He had the blinddarm in Zindung. Blind gut in inflammation is what it would mean.
If somebody ate something that didn't agree with him and it came back up, you'd say he had to...
He herped it, I had to vomit.
Any other ways of saying that? Which sounds better?
Herped would sound better. It would be less revolting, but vomiting, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That would be the two terms that we use here, herped or vomiting.
What about a really crude way of saying that?
I can tell you in German, but not in English.
What would it be in German?
Kotzt.
Does that?
Same thing like vomiting. Yeah. It's really a kind of a obnoxious way of saying it.
If someone vomited, you'd say he was sick.
The stomach?
Huh?
Sick of the stomach.
Okay. How would you say that in German?
Der Magen ist krank.
And say if your neighbor had gotten some exciting news and as soon as she got the news, she came over and told you about it, you'd say she hurried right over.
I've heard it already. Something to that effect.
Okay, but because already this morning she came over. For what reason?
And told me.
Why did she come over? She came over.
To tell you the news or whatever.
And if a child was misbehaving, you tell him, if you do that again, I'll
whip you or...
Did you ever say, I'll take and whip you or I'll go and whip you?
Could be said, I'm going to whip you or I'm going to punish you.
Okay. And... How would you use the words up, down, and over, talking about location? Like you'd say, last week I saw him, what, Austin? I saw him...
Up in Austin, or down in Victoria. It depends on...
Why would you say down for Victoria?
Because that's down, is lower country. That's the part of it, see?
Mm-hmm. What about Austin?
Austin is up. It's north from here, and naturally it rises. It's up. We'd say up at Austin or down at Victoria.
What about over? Where would you go over to?
That would be east and west, in my opinion. I'd go over to the river, or I'd go over to the Colette, which mm-hmm. is east, west, and east, see? That's mm-hmm. not up or down, in our opinion, as the elevation rises uh-huh. in this country. All right, another explanation would be, down on Fleming Prairie. That's down from here. You've been in Fleming Prairie. That's down from here.
Say if a boy was spending a lot of time with a girl, he kept on going over to the same girl's house, you'd say he was... Like he's seriously interested in her. You'd say that he's...
Well, he must be interested in it, or, you know.
Did you ever say they're courting?
Well, yes. Courting, that was the old expression. Oh, he's courting Barbara, so on and so forth.
How serious is courting?
Well, that's just like you're having a date again and again, this, that, and the other, same thing.